Hello, welcome to Dailyish for Friday, August 28th. It's 26 degrees, feels like 28 degrees, but this is not a weather podcast. This episode of Dailyish is brought to you by FeedPress. Visit feed.press/dailyish today to sign up and try FeedPress for 14 days. No contracts or commitments. You can get 250 megabytes of flexible file storage that rolls over monthly to upload at least 4 episodes a month. Or, I don't know how many it's been this August, 15 to 20 something episodes probably could fit in there of a daily show that's like under 10 minutes. No problem. You can use promo code Dailyish during your checkout to get 10% off your first year. My thanks to FeedPress. That's once again, visit feed.press/dailyish. And also by Patreon supporters like you. Patreon.com/iChris is where you can go to check out how you can support me and my podcasting efforts here a little more directly with a buck or two a month. 20 bucks a month, 10 bucks a month, 5 ducks a month even would help. A duck is pretty expensive, I think. Feed our family. No follow-up questions, feedback follow-up Fridays today. No questions from the audience directly. Moondays in the comments asked about whether I thought I was an introvert or extrovert. Definitely on the introvert side of the spectrum. I still enjoy going out. I don't get nervous, anxious, nauseous at the idea of being out in a big group or in public or whatever. But definitely don't. I get drained by being in a big group and get energy and generally by being alone. The only problem is, like I've mentioned in previous episodes, is a bit of that sort of melancholy depression stuff that when I'm alone, definitely you can sit there and just kind of go around in your head and dig yourself down. You should never dig down. But aside from that, just when I'm definitely in a good headspace, no problem being alone, getting to do whatever I want kind of thing. The Patreon thing, actually today I watched, sort of participated in a bit of a Patreon hangout thing that they're doing. And, oh, I forgot to hook it up. I'll play it right now.
My name is Chris Enns. This is my Patreon page.
Yeah, so Jack Conte, the founder of Patreon, was hosting, along with Taryn, I think it is, was hosting a sort of a Patreon user hangout thing, answering questions and stuff. And one of the questions I just put as a joke was, hey, Jack, can you do your robot voice, which he was doing at the beginning. I don't know if that's a regular thing he does. Can you do your robot voice and I can use it on my Patreon thing page? So anyways, I'll maybe put that in. I need to make a video at some point for my Patreon page. It definitely helps with sort of figuring out why you might support me on Patreon rather than just my face staring at you. So anyways, he did that. Very thankful to Jack for doing that and having a little bit of fun with it. But what they were using was a service called crowdcast.io, which is a service I've seen before. I'd played with it, I think, when I was in beta a bit. And it's basically kind of like a front end for using Google Hangouts to do, say, like a webinar or a live stream video, some sort of thing where you want to maybe have your users or your fans or your listeners or your readers send questions, answer a poll, and then have a little chat window while you're doing like a live video thing. Sort of like what you can see on the Patreon page if you're a supporter of me and watch the video, but actually live and, you know, happening live on the web. And it got me thinking about it, and I was like getting excited. This is a service. It's neat. It's fun. It's interesting. It's cool. It's really amazing technology that's going on. Tremendously useful for like so many different kinds of companies or brands, as we say, and like clients that I work with my business. And, you know, how could they? And then what inevitably happens when I do that, if I blog about it, tweet about it, podcast about it, it might get out there a bit, but it kind of feels unfulfilling because I'm not the one who actually gets to use it. Generally, companies, like, unless I focused really narrowly and was like, I am Mr. Crowdcast, you need to hire me to do all your Crowdcasts or Google Hangouts things, which I think, at least where I live, feels like it would be a long slog of making a living at that. And it probably, the tool might go away. In the meantime, Google could kill it or whatever. And so sometimes I think about, maybe I should just get a job somewhere in like marketing or customer support marketing hybrid, because it's like I love working with those kind of tools. I get excited about that kind of stuff, new apps, new services, new, and there's like tons of them always coming out. But I get excited about using them and taking a tool like that and using it and crafting it and sort of molding it to fit with what you're doing in your particular business or your brand or your or marketing team or whatever. But I don't want to just be like this fly-in consultant person who tells you about how to use it and then leaves and doesn't actually get to participate in the thing. Because that's the fun part, is like getting the listener feedback. And on this, the Patreon one, they did like a, they put up a phone number just on an old cheap cell phone they had, that put up a phone number and people called in from around the world. And that kind of stuff is just awesome. That's why I love the podcasting and the feedback that people give on occasion and when they tune in live. It's just kind of a neat thing to be participating in something with folks from around the world, just from the comforts of my own home or wherever I happen to be. Anyways, where was I going? I'm out of breath now. Got all excited there. That's what happens. Sometimes I think, like, when I, if I would do that, I kind of thought running my own business would be that. But, you know, taking their people's nicely laid out comments, helping them, content, sorry, answering their questions and helping them with quick stuff on their web and sending them on their way, and they drop off a check and everybody's happy. But it's, like, messy, it's frustrating, it's hard, and there's no way really around that. And I think working alone often leads me to wait, sort of feeling the weight of it, getting back to the introvert, extrovert thing. Leads me to feeling the weight of those decisions that don't go right a little more, because it's not just like Lemon Productions, the business that I work for and I can just leave and not really care. It's like someone also sort of taking it out on me, or being frustrated with me, or disappointed in what I was able to do in as a business for them. And yeah, so I should have a note in my notes that says LaSai. So anyways, I don't know, like a cool stuff I found on the web, YouTube show, podcast, anything would be kind of fun, but it's something that needs like a specific focus, like new games for the iPhone or new apps for enterprise, blah, blah, blah. Otherwise, people don't really want to tune in because it needs to be like a niche or whatever. And I'm too scattered in my interest to do that kind of niche thing, I think. I don't know. And that's where my notes run out, because I'm needing to get some more work done. It's Friday. I'm delayed today, Friday afternoon. But I just had those thoughts, need to get them out of my brain, because that helps me keep working on with the day. Thanks for listening to them. And we'll be back again next week. There's still a couple more days in August. One more day in August, next Monday, August 31st. And then we'll see. I'm definitely leaning towards one day a week video thing, maybe. It's fun to do, but it does take a lot of extra time and just processing power and stuff. And if I have to get out of the house quickly to go to a meeting or whatever, it's really hard to get it all done in time. But so probably Fridays, but it also feels like Fridays are the least likely day for somebody to actually watch a video. So maybe Mondays would be better, because then you kind of can watch it, you know, if you're at work or whatever. And probably not daily-ish or daily, sorry, for the podcast either. I don't know. It's fun doing daily, but it feels like a lot of people get bogged down with all the episodes and aren't really able to engage as much. And so if they're skipping stuff, it's kind of hard. Like if I was doing, you know, looking for actual feedback on stuff this episode and somebody decides to skip it, or a lot of people decide to skip it, it's kind of lame that way. And so maybe twice a week, maybe three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I don't know. But I do like I don't want to give up the consistency and on my end of doing it regularly. That's the part that's really been helpful and keeps me honest, so to speak, and keeps me doing it. So I welcome, as always, your feedback. You can tweet me on Twitter, iChris on Twitter. Good Stuff FM is the Twitter account for Good Stuff. Chris at goodstuff.fm is my email address if you have questions, comments. And of course, you can always click the Discuss This Episode link in the show notes at goodstuff.fm/dailyish/130. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.